appreciate that.
Okay.
Good morning. We'll open our meeting by repeating the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
How far is one? You took 3 feet extra.
Huh?
You took 3 feet. You got to be right next to the curb. Part of that part. I couldn't get in there.
You take 8 feet.
Dan,
the fans are not here yet, so you got to clean them.
He's talking to the media. He's talking to the media. Probably. There he is.
You all received a copy of the agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda?
Yes, there's one deletion.
Oh, here we go.
One deletion.
We do have one item. Yeah. Delete the 11 o'clock, Mr. Russell Archett, regarding South Coastal Wastewater Facilities, Tingle Road Pump Station bid award.
Any others? Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Mr. President.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda with the amendment of deletion of item at 11 a.m. with Mr. Russ Archett. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. The minutes for the 16th of January. Additions or corrections?
So move, Mr. President, as printed.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes of January the 16th, 07, as presented. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We've got a couple of items. A letter from the Seaford Mission thanking council for a donation to their program for homeless people. A letter from the Sussex Family YMCA thanking council for its gift to their Strong Kids campaign. A letter from the Milton Police Department thanking council for the opportunity to share in the local law enforcement revenue sharing grant. Said that without that they would not have been able to purchase and equip a new police vehicle. A letter from the Anointed Bread Basket thanking council for a donation that they used to provide hot meals to at their Christmas Feed the People campaign. A letter from looks like Mrs. Rory Hastings to Dennis Cordry, thanking him for the efforts of a county employee by the name of Melissa Massey in handling her son's paperwork when he was activated into the U.S. Army. That's all the correspondence.
Any other correspondence from the councilman? None. If I can find my agenda that I just lost. Mr. Baker.
First item is just to report to you that on Saturday, January 27th, a public hearing was held at Roxana Fire Hall regarding the proposed boundaries for the Johnson's Corner Sewer District. Approximately 200 people attended the meeting Saturday morning. Comments were received regarding the proposed boundaries, estimated project cost, and rates. The County Engineering Department will report to the council in the near future regarding this matter. The Engineering Department did an excellent job in making the presentation, and there were many questions and all, but it was well received. Comprehensive plan update, 2007 public meetings. Again, attached is a copy of the schedule showing the dates of the public meetings for input for the comprehensive plan update. The first meeting was held last night, Monday, January 29th, at the Greenwood Fire Company. And we had a good attendance last night, roughly 60-plus people attended. The following meetings are scheduled. Tomorrow night, Wednesday, January 31st, Lewis Fire Company. Thursday, February 1st, Seaford Fire Company. Tuesday, February 6th, Selbyville Fire Company. And then February 15th, Bethany Beach Fire Company. Each meeting begins at 6 p.m. And we are encouraging the public to attend and provide input for the plan. Smoke detector program, as per the attached press release, approximately 200 smoke detectors donated by Lowe's are available for individuals who need them. Anyone interested may contact Mr. Frank Shade at 854-5382 or stop by the lobby in this building Monday through Friday. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. The inlet at Pine Road, known as White Creek Landing, Waterside, Agreement 400, was granted beneficial acceptance on January 23rd. Developer is Robert Burns, Waterside LLC, and the project located on County Road 357, Ocean View expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 37 single-family lots. Next, the Greens, Agreement 363, was granted beneficial acceptance January 24th. Developer is Richard Polk, Ellis Point LLC. It's located on County Road 346 in the Holtz Landing Sewer District, 72 single-family lots. And Summercrest, Agreement 385, again, beneficial acceptance on January 25th. Developer is Steve Anderson, Munson Street LLC. Project is located on Route 24 and County Road 275, part of the West Rehoboth expansion, the Dewey Beach Sewer District, 98 single-family homes. And then finally, Glenn Lutke. On January 19, 2007, Mr. Glenn Lutke, County Paramedic Director, was appointed Vice Chair of the State of Delaware's Emergency Medical Services Oversight Council. This council makes recommendations for improvements to the state EMS system to the governor and the state legislature. Every 5 years, they do a full review of the state program. We would like to congratulate Mr. Lutke on this important appointment. His experience will serve the state well in this capacity. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. Today, I'm presenting the audited financial statements for our year ended June 2006. I gave out a little condensed highlight. Everyone should have one. There's some in the back for those in the audience. You can follow along from this instead of your statements that you got in the mail. You should have received your statements in the mail in your packet this week. Let Chris get set up.
Which book are you going to use, the highlights or the?
You can follow along in the highlights. I'm going to use my statement. We have some guests with us today for our council meeting. I'd like to introduce some staff members that helped put this report together. We have Gina Jennings, Kathy Roth, you guys can stand if you like, Bill Townsend, Chris Parker, Chip, Jeff James. This financial statement is a team effort, and we all work very hard on it. We have a deadline, which it must be submitted. This year was a more challenging year because we had the change of positions in November, so we had to refocus and get this out. Also here today are represented by our auditing firm, Jefferson Urion Doan and Sterner, is Gene Schmidt and Elaine Graves. And I give them a personal thank you. They went above and beyond what they had to do to help us get this report out. It's also the holiday time. It's a crunch time. But everybody focused on what they needed to do, and we succeeded. I am pleased to present to you the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for Sussex County for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2006. This is a report that we submit and receive our Certificate of Excellence in Financial Reporting. We've received this award for the last four consecutive years, so this will be the fifth year that we've submitted for it. This is a, we feel, a very prestigious award. According to the General Accounting Standards Board, it's the highest recognition you can receive in financial reporting. Our financial statements have tons of information in them, a lot of financial, a lot of statistical. It gets down to the detail. There's way too much to cover and today and all of it, so I've created the highlights, and that's what I'd like to go over would be our financial highlights throughout the year. The most important part of our financial statements are independent auditor's report. This is our auditor's opinion. And in their opinion, the financial statements present fairly in all material respects the financial position of Sussex County for June 30th, 2006. This is an unqualified, clean opinion. Very proud of it. And if you're going to be audited, this is the opinion you want as a result. This is our statement of net assets. This statement encompasses all county activities, the governmental funds, and the business type activities. The governmental funds are your typical general funds, which you would think of your county services, where your property tax revenue goes, your really transfer tax revenue goes. And the business type activities are your sewer districts, which are self-supporting services. In fiscal year 2006, total assets exceeded liabilities by $333 million. On the general governmental side, this was attributable primarily to an increase in construction-related user fees and revenue from realty transfer tax. On the business type or your sewer district side, this increase was due to growth-related capital cost contributions, connection fee income, state grant capital contributions, and county contributions. Of this amount, $60.4 million was unrestricted, and this is in total, and may be used for ongoing obligations to the citizens of Sussex County and the creditors. Now I'd like to get a little bit more specific on our governmental funds, which is what you would typically think of your general fund. The county at June 30th, 2006 had a fund balance of $102 million. Of this, 13.2 was undesignated. This is what we typically think of a rainy day fund. We like to go over this undesignated portion every year. There's a percentage that we try to maintain. We're at 23% of our 2007 operating budget. We like to be between 20-25%. Our history is between 19 and 26, so we feel we're right there with 23%. I'll take a look at the highlights of the revenues for our general fund. As the pie chart shows, we're not there yet.
Back one page.
Page 21. Sorry, guys. I have so many tabs.
She can't find it. If she can't, we're in trouble.
I can't believe I missed this page. Our excess revenues over expenditures. I was just going to gloss right over that part. I'm sorry. $10.9 million. This is the 16th consecutive year we've had a positive financial result. And we're very proud of this number, I really apologize for that. Next, I'd like to show you our pie chart where this $10.9 million excess is coming from. As you can see, really, transfer tax is the largest piece of the pie. 46% of our revenue is coming from realty transfer tax. In the fiscal year June 30, 2006, we collected $35 million in realty transfer tax. This reflects a major growth in the number and value of real estate transactions in the county. Last year, in 2005, we collected $36 million in realty transfer tax. Here's a graph that's very interesting. Shows realty transfer tax revenue has climbed sharply over recent years, but during fiscal 2006, we did see a leveling off. Everybody's read the newspapers. We know the real estate market has fallen even further in 2006, the rest of 2006 and into 2007. We have anticipated this in the budget when we did the 2007 budget. So we knew that this peak couldn't last forever and that it would eventually level off somewhere. We also saw increases in revenue for private road inspection and design fees, building permits, building inspection fees, which also reflected a strong housing and property sales market in Sussex County for fiscal year 2006.
Could I mention one thing, Sue? General fund revenues exceeded expenditures, as Mrs. Webb mentioned, by $10.9 million. And realty transfer tax, that's primarily due to realty transfer tax revenues exceeding the budget for fiscal 06 by $9.6 million. And there's other revenues that were also a factor, but the number one reason is that realty transfer tax exceeded our conservative budget numbers. And as Mrs. Webb noted, during this fiscal year, we again budgeted conservatively for realty transfer tax, and we are online to make that number if things continue at the current pace. But we do need to be more conservative as we move forward in 07 and 08. Thank you.
I'd like to move to some of our larger expenses in the general fund. Growth in these areas reflect the need to provide services for an increasing population. The paramedic department and the grant and aid are our two largest categories. The population growth of the county has impacted the paramedic department more than any other county service. During this fiscal year, the paramedic station in Bridgeville was operational. An eighth unit was added, called the power unit, which is deployed during times and in areas when there's increased resources are needed to respond to high demands. The paramedic department spent $10.2 million on the paramedic department. The grant and aid, $10.2 coincidentally also. The county has a large grant and aid program. 3.3 was given to the fire companies. This was an 18% increase. 2.4 for an open space land program. The state police, 1.1, which put 28 additional state police in the county. The local police, the towns, received a local law enforcement grant totaling $496,000, and our community improvement grants at $396,000. These are grants to small local nonprofit agencies, anyone from historical societies to Little Leagues to senior centers to ag programs. We're very proud of our grant program. Also under governmental funds is our capital project fund. Our capital project fund most recently has been on a pay-as-you-go basis, so as to, we can avoid any debt. So as we take projects into consideration, pay for them as we go. Our major projects that we did in our capital projects funds which is the capital project funds are where we account for projects that typically take more than a year to complete, like your building. We're very busy at the airport, $4.5 million spent at the airport. There, we've been rehabilitating runways, extending runways, providing hangars, taxi line access. Our EOC building, we began construction on that in 2006, and we expect that to be operational this summer. And we spent funds for landfill land. These are purchasing landfill buffers around our landfills. Next, I'll switch to our business type activities, which is our sewer districts. The sewer districts were also very busy this year. This is our revenue by sources. The county saw an increase in connection fee revenue. This reflects the expansion of sewer service in the county during 2006. Three sewer districts were added: the Sea Country Estates, Oak Orchard, and Bayview Estates. This pie chart reflects the large amounts received from grants and contributions for capital costs.
We received over $15 million in developer contributions that are included in these numbers, as well as $12 million for connection fees.
As Dave said, capital contributions from developer total $15 million. This was a 24% increase over last year, and $12 million in connection fees, which was 38% increase over last year, and our EDUs increased by 7.6%. I'd like to talk a little bit about debt. No general fund bonded debt. We're very proud of this. In 2003, Standard & Poor raised our bond rating from A-plus to AA, and they said, this is the quote they said, in West Rehoboth, we did refinance our 1995 bond issue of $18.5 million, which saved the county an estimated $2.6 million in debt service costs. Next, I'd like to talk a little bit about our pension fund. We have two trust funds in our fiduciary fund, which is our pension fund. Our typical pension fund is at $35.7 million. This is the value. And as of now, per the actuary report, we are 99.6% funded. So I thank the council's efforts when the budget committee came in with the extra contributions to help fund the pension fund. It has finally paid off. However, we have a new fund, and that's our post-retirement employment benefit fund. This is the fund that will be funding the retirees' health benefits in the future. And per the General Accounting Standards Board standards in 2008, we will have to record this unfunded liability. We have a draft of an actuary report, and it's estimated to be $40 million. So the fund right now is at $4.7 million. The 2007 budget, we made an additional contribution of $4.7 million. So there is a shortfall there that we will need to concentrate on in future budgets. And just for your information, in 2000, we had three retirees. In 2006, we had 15 retirees. So as there are more county employees, we're at like plus 500 now, more retiring, this fund will grow. The next section, I'd just like to note for you, in the audit, the statistical section, There's a lot of information here, financial trends, debt information, demographic and economic information, insurance information. It can be very useful. Some of the local towns use it all the time. They refer to it for different things. There's all kinds of rates. So just for your own reference, know that this report is full of just more than just your typical financial information. The other section in the audit is our single audit, which is our audit of federal funds. And we had a federal award this year of $12.9 million. These federal funds are made up of our Rural Development and State Revolving Fund, which is the money that we use to fund the sewer districts. It's all federal money. Community Development Block Grant, the FAA, which is what we use at the airport, and our DEMA money, which is our emergency management money coming from Homeland Security. I'd like to take this time to thank the council for their direction and support that they've given the Budget Committee and the Finance Department. Through all this, the county has managed to build up and maintain healthy reserve, give back to county residents in the form of numerous grants to the community, increase public safety, increase library funding, and even help build and expand new libraries, and provide funding for towns in the way of local law enforcement. And now Dave will.
As Mrs. Webb mentioned, 2006 was a strong year financially for the county, but there are a number of needs to be addressed now and in the future, and some of which we have listed here. What we've done in the past is made a list of these types of needs and then tried to include some of that in the forthcoming budget, representing the amounts that of the revenues that exceed expenditures that can be used for these types of expenditures. So just to quickly review some of these items, the first item is the administrative office building. As the county grows, and as the county government grows, and as a reaction to that, we need additional office space for staff. We are, as Sue mentioned, we're up to about 526 employees now, and they're not all in this Georgetown area, of course, but we have had an increase in staff and an increase in need to provide services here. The Airport Clear Zone project, that's a project that's ongoing. We are expanding the runway from 5,000 to 6,000 feet, which will be an economic development benefit to the county to help add jobs at our industrial park. There are a number of grant programs that we've been involved with, community improvement grants, housing assistance programs, where we piggyback with the successful community development housing rehab program to add additional money to help as needed. Industrial park improvements, engineering department's working on a new fire system and an upgrade to the water system at the industrial park, which is needed for economic development reasons to, again, help provide a situation where we can attract more jobs to that area. Landfill closure cost, the estimated liability there is $4.6 million. We are involved in library expansion projects at Greenwood and South Coastal. Open space and ag preservation. Current level of funding is $1.4 million. Post-retirement benefit fund contributions. As Mrs. Webb mentioned, we have a draft report that estimates the liability there to almost match our, or to act, come very close to the similar liability for the pension fund of $40 million. So that is something that we have to begin to tackle, and we have begun that process, but we have to continue to move forward to work on that. Revenue sharing local law enforcement, we talked about this program last week where we help towns with law enforcement's sewer grant projects. We had a public hearing Saturday morning for a possible new sewer district, Johnson's Corner. There is no grant, state grant funds available for these types of projects in the current year budget. So, you know, there is a need to help with some of these projects to try to make them affordable, to improve the environment like we've done in the past. Angola is another area that's coming up in the near future you'll be hearing more about. And then, of course, additional state police service. We provide 32 additional state police in the county over and above the state's allotment. So these are some of the needs and continuing needs and liabilities that we have out there. And as we mentioned, the realty transfer tax during this fiscal year is running about, we're estimating it'll be about 20% below the actual number for last year. We do anticipate that we will meet our budget, should be in line with our budget, so we're not throwing a lot of red flags up there in terms of fiscal 2007, but we do have to just carefully watch our spending. I'd like to thank Mrs. Webb who and the county staff, who they've done an excellent job in working through this transition. And we had to actually, they had to actually mail this report out right before Christmas to the government finance officers. So there was a lot of extra work by county staff. I know Chris Parker's been working on a lot of the detail and being sure that the information is in the form that the government finance officers want and require so that we can receive that award again. And we have Gina Jennings and Kathy Roth and Jeff James, Bill Townsend. I'm sure I don't miss anyone here.
Bill.
Bill's here, yeah. So we there are many others in the county accounting department that have worked hard on this project and throughout the year. And with that, I'd also like to especially thank our auditors, as Sue mentioned, because they've been very patient with us with all the changes we've had. They've been very patient, worked with us, and enabled us to get this report out timely. And with that, I'll introduce Mrs. Elaine Graves. Mrs. Elaine Graves, CPA, who is a partner with Jefferson Ryan, and Ms. Jean Schmidt, who managed our audit with her staff. And I don't know if they'd like to say a few words.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think just about everything that I wanted to say has probably already been covered, but I just emphasize from our opinion, you did show a very strong financial position this year between the both the proprietary and the business funds. The change in net assets, or the net income, as most people would refer to it as, you showed like an 8 to 10% increase this year. And it all shows again how financially prudent you've been, the excellent budgeting techniques that you have, and how you've been sticking to it. And I've got to stick in what Sheldon Forney's favorite saying is, though: it's all dependent upon the next budget, keeping it up. So, just the other thing that I noticed at a glance, and I think Mrs. Webb's slides might have also pointed that out, there's easily 60% of your governmental fund revenues that are economy sensitive, and Dave Baker was just pointing that we need to keep an eye on that and be very conservative as the economy starts turning downward somewhat. Besides that, I would just really like to extend my appreciation to all of the county staff. I was trying to think, and there's probably not a department within the county that, as part of the audit over the month, 2 months that it takes us to do this job, that didn't help us out. They probably got tired of our endless to-do and needs list, but everyone showed great patience in this stressful time when some people were practically doing two jobs at once, and they were extremely patient with us, and we appreciated it.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Elaine.
Thank you very much.
Dave, yes. Time for questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I was just curious, but it doesn't have to be you, but anybody, but with 20% reduction in transfer taxes, what's projected, is that what you basically said?
It's
economy sensitive. I mean, we've seen some small towns in Sussex County go through a lot of growth, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're short of funds. I look at Kathy there, man. And where would we cut? Where would we be looking if there's 20% coming out of somewhere? Is there 20% going to have to be cut in different places? And what are you projecting that we would be targeting initially?
what we would do is part of our realty transfer taxes budget in the capital improvement program. There are projects there that possibly could be deferred, and that's probably be the first area that we would look at. Again, the realty transfer tax is the real what we watch, and we watch it weekly. Keith Moore gives us a report each week that shows where we're at, and we take a very close look at that.
But we are seeing a larger county government, more employees mean more future pensioners, you know, and stuff like that. So we got to be conscious of that coming at us money, but also the this growing population. You mentioned the paramedics. I mean, as large as we are, there may be need for more paramedic stations or whatever, and you see such a chunk out of our budget going to that. Are any of those services going to be a possibility?
We'll consider that with the upcoming budget, but, I mean, the first thing we would look at was our capital improvement plan, because we budget a considerable amount of realty transfer tax funds that are used for capital improvements, the administrative building, improvements at the airport.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things there that I think we would look at those first before we consider cutting basic services like paramedics. I mean, that's...
Yeah, just when you look at that pie chart that we were talking about earlier, right. So much as 33 million coming out of transfer taxes.
35.
26%. And only 10 million coming out of property taxes. And that, I think, would concern most people that it's so minuscule. I mean, I know we have great low taxes and nobody wants to change it, but all this growth may see that something has to give, I would think.
But I don't think really transfer tax is going to go way back down to where it was at 4 million, where it started the growth either.
And we
think it's going to end up in a, you know, we think it peaked, and hopefully, you know, we'll level off and sort of be consistent in the future.
And we have a broader base than some of the towns.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, you know, if there's a new large development in a town, that could have a big impact on the realty transfer tax for that particular town. But because the county's more spread out,
and
one development is not going to, it has an impact, but it's not going to have a drastic impact as it would within a particular town.
And we have been maintaining reserves.
You mentioned the $35 million you collect per year. If you noticed in the reserved funds, there's a reserve in there of about $65 million, I believe, of transfer taxes. So as you start to see them decline, you've got a little bit of cushion in there where you can prepare even further for the decline. And also in your, I believe, of the expenses that the sewer and water funds have, it's about 10% of them that come from the transfers that are paid for from the transfers from the general fund, which is mainly funded by the transfer tax from the state. Yeah. So they have been self-supporting before, because there was like about 10 years ago, we didn't have transfers to the water and sewer funds. And I would say you're probably going to go back to that, which it's already built into the fees somewhat. You have connection fees, tap fees, I can't remember, the ordinance 38 fees. And if they're set properly, they should be looking toward the future. And the people who are coming into the system, they need to pay their share of what the structure is there now. We set the fees the right way.
Yeah, that debate is going on statewide and countywide. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think the first effect is going to be the evaporation of these $10, $12 million surpluses. You know, we may start coming in with a $1 million surplus.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. 07,
we'll
this
that.
Current year, we expect minimal surplus for the year.
But that's not, I mean, a good thing to do. I mean, shouldn't you look to other areas to cut before you get your surplus down to 1 million? I mean, I think
sure
a surplus is very
important. I think you meant
sure
the net income for the year that you
net,
might not
right
see that. You might maintain the reserves that you have.
Right.
And
not
right
the cumulative surplus.
They just won't be so high. They've been so
year
high for so long.
Right. The results for 1 year.
I'm not sure it's a great policy for government to be taking in hordes more money than what they're spending. I mean, a zero budget makes a lot of sense in the private sector even.
And focusing on that factor that Mrs. Webb pointed out earlier, having the rainy day fund at did you say you're shooting for 25% of the next
year's
budget?
Right.
That seems prudent to do, so that it's growing. You don't have a static factor that considers how large government is.
I say private sector, not public sector.
Thank you.
Good question.
Okay. Again, we'd like to thank our staff for again presenting a positive financial position for the county. Not only do they do it today, but they monitor it all year long, which makes it very effective. So we do appreciate that. And Kathy, you got anything to say? You're new at this job? No comment.
Smart girl.
Okay.
No, actually, it's been a very exciting process for me. I've learned a lot with the county. I'm looking forward to the budget season this year.
I think I'll visit Kramer lunch. Thank you.
Budgeting and accounting gets exciting. Well, you know you got it, man. You got a great job.
Any of the other staff have any comment you want to make? Staff only?
It's exciting just handling the sewer districts, let alone anything else. $500 books up there or something.
Okay. And Mrs. Webb, thank you for your new position and keeping a watch on the funds. Mr. Godwin.